On September the 30th, 1859, Empress Eugenie, wife of Napoleon III, decided she wanted to climb the summit of La Rune with some of her court. The expedition took place not on foot, but on muleback. The court ladies sat on the mules in pairs, on double saddles known as cacolets, which required them to maintain a very delicate balance. They paused at the plateau of Three Fountains, where they had a small picnic composed of various country dishes provided by the Saratars, the inhabitants of Sarre. The Empress enjoyed slices of chingara, ham, an omelette with sweet peppers, and a Basque almond-flavoured cake. Then, according to the story, she danced a vigorous fandango with the son of the mayor of Vera de Bidassoa. The last few metres to the summit were made on foot, and they arrived at sunset, marvelling at the breathtaking splendour of the landscape. The descent was a veritable ordeal for the ladies, and was made on foot, on muleback, and even on improvised stretchers made by the guides. They finally arrived late in the evening at the Villa de Biarritz. In 1860, a white sandstone obelisk of 5 meters in height was erected and topped with a bronze eagle to commemorate the ascension of Empress Eugenie de Montijo. In 1940, the bronze eagle disappeared, and it is said that the Germans removed it when they were salvaging metals, but whatever the cause, it was eventually replaced with a stone eagle on September the 30th, 1993.